Hello, my name is María José Monroy Iglesias, and I am presenting our e-poster entitled Serum Bilirubin Levels and Risk of Cancer in the Swedish Amoris Cohort Study on behalf of all our co-authors at King's College London and the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. Serum total bilirubin is a byproduct of hemoglobin degradation. It's commonly used as a biomarker of hepatobiliary and hematopoietic diseases, and it has also been found to have potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, which suggests that high levels of serum bilirubin may play a protective role against the development of malignancies, given that oxidative stress promotes carcinogenesis. Various studies have looked at this association with inconclusive results among different cancer types and overall cancer. In the current study, we aim to investigate the association between serum total bilirubin and risk of overall and site-specific cancers in the large Swedish apolipoprotein mortality risk cohort, or Amoris cohort. A total of 112,771 cancer-free men and women over 20 years with baseline measurements of serum total bilirubin were included in our study. Incident cases of cancer were identified through the Swedish National Cancer Register, and deaths were identified through the Swedish National Death Register. We used multivariable Cox proportional hazards regression to analyze the association between serum bilirubin and overall cancer risk. In addition, we analyzed risk of major cancer types, which were chosen by those with an incidence of more than 400 cases. Our models were adjusted for age, sex, Charlson comorbidity index, socioeconomic status, education level, underlying liver disease, fasting status, triglyceride levels, total cholesterol levels, and serum gamma glutamyl transferase levels as confounders. Moving on to our results, a total of 21,788 participants developed cancer during a mean follow-up time of 21 years. We found a positive association between high levels of serum total bilirubin, which was defined as more than 22 nanomol over liters, and risk of any cancer with a hazard ratio of 1.08 and confidence intervals of 1.01 and 1.6 as compared to low serum total bilirubin levels, which were defined as less than 11 nanomol per liter. When stratifying our analysis by sex, we found that the positive association only persisted in men with a hazard ratio of 1.05 and confidence intervals of 1.02 to 1.09. No statistically significant associations were found in women. When looking at site-specific cancer risk, a positive association was found between increased levels of bilirubin and risk of melanoma, with a 44% increase in risk. We also found a positive association with lung cancers, with a 5% increased risk in lung cancer. No other significant associations were found. So in conclusion, unlike most studies published to date, our findings suggest that elevated bilirubin is associated with a slightly increased risk of overall cancer, and this association only persisted in men. When looking at site-specific cancers, high levels of bilirubin were only associated with an increased risk of melanoma and lung cancer. And lastly, we are further investigating these results with a longer follow-up time to have a better understanding of the link between serum bilirubin and cancer risk.